Ayis Vov is it's not so long, but it has a lot within it. We might not finish it this week. We're going to try. Be'ez Hashem, but we'll see how much we get accomplished. Okay. It begins, as the Dekoyim begins like this. Kabbalah Torah Malcha Shemayim Shleima. A complete Kabbalah Torah Malcha Shemayim. He's referring to the Gemurim Bruchas of Tez Vov. The Gemurim Bruchas says as follows. The Reuter Shei Kabbalah Oyla Malcha Shemayim Shleima. Someone that wants to be Kabbalah upon himself, complete Oyla Malcha Shemayim. The Gemurim says Yifne, which part of the translation means Yifne, use the bathroom. V'yitel Yudov, and you wash your hands. V'yinich Tfilin, put on Tfilin, v'yikra Kriyashma, and you lay in Kriyashma. V'yispal, and you daven. V'zui Malcha Shemayim Shleima. That's the Gemurim and Bruchas. Kabbalah Torah Malcha Shemayim Shleima includes the following five things. Yifne, Yital Yudov, Yinech Tzil, Yikra Kriyashma, V'yispal. So the Kayin is going on this piece of Gemara. Kabbalah Torah Malcha Shemayim Shleima Omri, Omri Yimsechus Bruchas. Nifne, the first thing is Nifne, is Yifne, Nifne, Pirish. We call Gilile Tavas Adam Hazah HaMoisris, Ashalay L'Shem Shemayim. First thing is to be mefani yourself. Poshpat means kipshutoi from the psoile sagashmi. Person has used the bathroom to clean the system. But it also means the koyin. It also means to be menaki yourself from the tayves adam hazeh, the moisture that a person has, the zayis that a person has, the psoilus of all these things. Shalom Hashem Shemayim. Things that are not needed to avoid this Hashem. Person should be menach himself as much as he can. Pull himself away from all these outside influences that are sometimes within him. Say, I think Achtzim from the Shloich, I think the Rebbe Nabinim maybe even said it, that a person should be mespaul, the Mesmed Hashir Shnei Psuchim. One Pesach, you have the Shir of two doors. What does it mean, the Shir of two doors? What does that mean? You go into the shul, the Shir of two doors, I think, which is Dal Damas. But the way he explains it is Shnei Psuchim. The first Pesach, you have to leave the Nyanam Olam Hazeh, the Nyanam Olam Hazeh behind. And then the second door is to enter the Kedusha of the Beit HaKnesset, to enter the Kedusha of the Chibah, but the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And that's how a person davens the Eibishter. So here the Yifne is first, you have to pull yourself away from all the narishkeiten of this world that could be within the system. Clean out your system as much as you can from inyonim, showing them that are not needed for avodas Hashem, things which are tarvos hashrigos aleif. That's the first thing of Yifne. Second thing, the noitel yudof, you wash your hands. What does it mean, the noitel yudof? Poshpat means to wash your hands. The tumah is lama. But here also he has a deeper understanding, an oimik, a certain oimik to it. Shemati, he says, I heard from the Rebbe, the Ishbitze, Shazere Mizas, Rechitas Yidayim, Al Sulik Negiyas. The idea of washing one's hands, the Miram is on washing your hands, Al Sulik Negiyas, taking away your Negiyas. In other words, what's needed before a person is mekabel upon himself, Oilu Malcha Shemayim Shleima, complete Kabbalah Torah Malcha Shemayim, person has to take away his own Negiyah Atzmus, his own Negiyah. And washing one's hand takes away that Negiyah. There's a Shtikl Me'ah Shleach, Parashas Kisisa, Chedek Aluf, where he speaks mamish about this. He writes that Inyan Rechitzas HaKihana from the Kiyor is an Inyan of taking away Negiyah, taking away your own personal touch to the whole thing. Same thing we find by Egla Arifi. He says, the Meir Shlech says this. Pusik says, the Chol Zikna Yeh, says, Yir Chatsu Yas Yedeyem, V'omri Yedeyni L'Shofchi Yas Adam Azeh. They wash their hands, and they say, our hands didn't spill this blood. Washing hands means taking away your own personal responsibility from it. I'm not shaykh to this. It's not me. That's what they said. The Zikne says, we're not responsible. It's not us. It has nothing to do with us. They have only gear, no chelik, and what's going on over here. The same thing occurring before he does the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan of the Beis HaMikdash, he has to use the kiyor, take away his negiyah. He's mevatel himself in Gansen to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Even though I'm going to serve Hashem, I want my avodah Hashem to be strictly a soul, you know, only for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. No personal negiyah within it. And that's why you wash your hands in the morning. First thing a person does when he wakes up in the morning, this is you know, Sikkel Shaykh, the boy we spoke about last week. And I say, first thing, you wash off your negiyah. You wash off, before I begin my avodas Hashem from the day, first thing, I take away all my own personal connections to it. I want only Rav Hashem. I only want what the Rav Hashem wants for me. Before a person eats, a person is going to delve into Gashmias. You wash your hands to take away your negiyah. I'm eating because I'm a Rebbeinu Shel Olam to be able to serve Hashem. Not because I want food, because it's necessary for serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if anything comes along his way, there might be Chas V'Shalom, negative Tzayin Hashem Yisbarach. I'm washing my hands and asking him, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, take away that negiyah for me. Take that away. Take away that taiva for me. I don't want the desire for something that's not shaykh to Avodas Hashem, something that's neged Tzayin Hashem Yisbarach. I want everything to be only within the Tzayin Hashem. That's the Me'ah Shaloyach. It's interesting to note, and I'm quite sure that this is Taka Desiba, that we daven the Nusach Ari on the Balatanya, Shtams on the Me'ah Shaloyach. He's the one that instituted it, and all the Chassidim of Anshei Ma'aseh, the Kashayach, the Ishmael Tziradzim, followed in his footsteps and davened the Nusach Ari for the Ma'aseh Tanya. But the Me'ah Shaloyach initiated a number of differences in the Nusach HaTfilah, different than what the Ma'aseh Tanya, his Nusach Ari, writes. One of the things relevant to us is the Ma'aseh Tanya, the Nusach Ari of the Ma'aseh Tanya, Siddur Rav, they don't say the Parash Sakir. Parash of the Sisakir and the Choshes, the Chan and the Choshes, the Rachzo, before Shachas and before Mincha, is not brought down. It's not the Nuzchari of the Balatanya. The Mashloch said it, side before Shachas, side before Musaf. And the reason is because of the importance and the significance of this Parash in the Torah that's relevant specifically before davening, before Tefillah, before a person davens. He wants to take away his own gear. I want to daven only for things that are Rav Hashem. If something is not Rav Hashem, I don't want my tefillah to go for those things. That's why it's very important the person washes his hands before davening. And it's important to say the Parash Sakir before davening. Because you're saying what the Kayhanim did in the Beis HaMikdash, Kol Aloimit is Kilo Aso. You're reading the Parasha as if you're having a Shaykh to this Inyan. Ms. Yankee from Parashat Kisisa also elaborates a lot about this topic. He speaks about Parashat Kiyor. It's Ois Chof Beis in Ms. Yankee Shmois. He goes to Arichas Godlin and he writes, bringing on Gemara Yevamos, HaMespalu Tuch Sheit and Ein of Lamata. He has to put his eyes down. He has to look downwards. He says the same idea. Davening is that you makabel upon yourself the oil of Malchus Shemayim Shleima, which is that I don't want anything which is negative to Hashem. I don't want my tefillah to go on it even. I want, when I'm a spal, when I daven, it should be tefillah only for things that are with the Tzayin Hashem. And that's why you wash your hands, he said, before davening. And before eating, you wash your hands. He adds on and he says, that's also the Indian why we read Kriya Shema before we daven. Kriya Shema before Tefillah. The idea of Kriya Shema before Tefillah is, the truth is that the Kohen soon speaks about it in Shtikl as well. But I'll say first from the Mesiyanka, and then we'll see how the Kohen puts it down. So, you know, with his nuances. But the way the Bessiyaki writes it is, to Masak and Krishma before Tefillah, Sai the Shachas and Sai Bayarvis, because before a person davens, he should have before the Kabbalah Olam Al Chashmayim of Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekein Hashem Echot. He has the Kabbalah Olam Al Chashmayim Shleim, and he says, I do not want to be Mekusha, I don't want to be connected to Tavis Olam Hazeh Bechlal. I want only Kabbalah Olam Al Chashmayim, and automatically everything else that's not within the realm of Olam Al Chashmayim, I want to be Mesalik, I want that to leave. And that's why we say the Shema Yisrael before we mispal. The reason why before Mincha we don't say that is because he's still not the one from Shachas. Still be Yom, like we saw the shtickle before, now I say, it's for a whole day. By night, right? And we daven Arvis, we invite to have the Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim before that as well. Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim Shleim is important before Tefillah, because true Tefillah is that a person is mechaber himself to the Ribono Shel Olam, he connects himself to the Eibishter. Ramela, the way he's connecting himself to the Ribono Shel Olam is by taking himself away from all the narishkeit in this world. He doesn't want to have a shaykh to that at all. Read on the Gemara Saita. Ho'ichel b'li nigav yidayim, kilo ochal lechem tameh. Someone eats without wiping his hands, which means washing his hands. Kilo he ate lechem tameh. Because since he didn't, when he washed it, he was removing all his own personal desires and negiyas, and he has to wipe all of that off. Because there should be anything remaining from that negiya atmis. I mean, as soon as he wipes it clean and dry, then he can eat. Because if not, it's kilo ochal lechem tameh. Lechem tameh means bread that is lechem tameh. It means, in other words, bread. He says that bread that you're not eating what the Rebbe Shalom wants you to eat. You're not eating the way the Rebbe Shalom wants you to eat. There is some own personal, subjectivity involved over here. You're not objective. You're not mevati yourself the garment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when made, you have to first have to wash and wipe his hands clean. Then you're eating with Tahari. You're eating Hashem Shemayim, Rebbe Shalom, and there's no personal thing. You try to wash out all those personal things from within. You make your lathe panui to be a kabbal ashpah for the Rebbe Shalom. You eat lechem tohar, in other words, I'm prepared to be a kabbal the shefa, whatever the Rebbe Shalom wants to give me. That's what I'm prepared to be a kabbal. That's what he says. He has a whole arichas, whether I have a chance to take a look. Also, Shtikl Sodi Sharm about this as well, and it's Ferenc Yosef. I just don't have this farm in front of me right now, so I don't want to say over only based on Zikaron. I want to see it in front of me, so Ez Hashem, whether has an opportunity to look into Sodi Sharm on the Torah, and it's Ferenc Yosef, both of them in Parshas Kisisa. I believe Sodi Sharm, I don't remember, it's clearly Parshas Kisisa, but Ferenc Yosef for sure is in Parshas Kisisa, and they both speak about this concept, and they all add on thoughts. Different ideas that are attached and applicable to this topic that we're speaking about right now. This is Parchas Yosef, the Kav, from the Meshaloyach, and it goes through all the Svarim, from the Meshaloyach to the Besyakiv, Tzidka Satzadik, Tzoyd Yeshurim, Tzoyas Yosef. This is a powerful Yosef. It gives us a way how we approach Gashmias. How we approach this world. We have to clean ourselves properly before we approach anything. That's how we have to approach this world. If a person approaches the world properly, he won't become nizak from this world, chas v'shalom, because Gashmi has the power of being mazik a person, pulling him away. The Sahara has a shlita in the person when he goes and enters Gashmias. If it's work, if it's eating, if it's anything that's in the Gashmias. If a person goes improperly, he learns how to remove his own times like upon him, want to remove at least, wash beforehand, then the Rebbe Shalom gives the Yad HaShema, he is able to succeed and not become Nishpa. To a certain extent, he can pull himself away from it. And you have to enter it properly, you have to prepare yourself beforehand, you have to pass the Kiyah beforehand. Just like before, Rabbi Kiva and his Chavarim, says, Abba Nichnasu Lepardis, and three of them, one of them died, one of them started, became a Shaita, one of them. Everyone, something happened, so I have to have a kiva. It says, Nichtas b'shalom, yotah b'shalom. Daik, why does it say Nichtas b'shalom? Nichtas b'shalom, they all went in b'shalom. they all went in the same way. The Shalom. They didn't all come out the same way. But the way in, they were all equal. Why is the same Rabbi Kiva Nichtas B'Shalom, Yatsa B'Shalom? Everyone was Nichtas B'Shalom. The difference was the way out. The other three, something happened to them while they were there. And Rabbi Kiva was Yatsa B'Shalom. He came out nothing happened to him. Unscathed. And answer is because Rabbi Kiva prepared himself properly. Since he was Nichtas B'Shalom, he knew how to go in and he had to enter. And how to prepare himself properly for the situation he's going to enter. That's why he was Yatsa B'Shalom. And that's what we have to know about this concept of Noit Liyodov. So the coin continues and he says, V'yesh lo'im ma'oid, ro'im is ala rechitze, and till this time also is maram is another rechitze. In ma'ashe ka'an eslach l'chi k'lei ha'maise, v'yoyse ma'tinoises, yirichatzei v'me'a da'as v'tuher. You already became eslach, you became dirty. Your k'lei ha'maise became dirty from tinoises. I'm seeing that you in the hand of Moedim Hazar, Shalom Hashem Shemayim. So, first of all, it prepares you for what you're entering, and it washes off anything that's there from before, not proper. Washes it off, B'mei Hadas, B'toher. B'mei Hadas is the waters of knowledge, which is waters of the Torah HaKadosh, and the tefillah that you're gonna dab right now. It's all purifies the person. I want to wash it off. The koyach, the Torah, and the tefillah that I have, the Rabbi Yishmael, and then I'll be zeichet to tahar. I'll be able to daven properly, eat properly, everything properly. That's the idea of washing. Person, another idea of washing your hands. Well, the two things that are involved in washing one's hand. The first thing is what's from the reading of the Meir Shloach, and the second thing is what he adds on. Another Nakuda, which are things that are left behind from before. He continues and he says as follows. It's just interesting to note, one thing is interesting to note that when he says, Yirchatzim mehadas, the Torah, the Das, Das is the ending of Chibur, but the Rabbi Yishloim, that's Das, right? Das, we always know, is Mechaber. V'yeda ha'odom is Chave Yishtoi. V'yeda the Loshon of Chibur. Das is Mechaber. And the Me'a Das, the Mayim of Das, when a person has the pure waters of the Torah and Tefillah, it's Mechaber the person to the Rabbi Yishloim, that cleans him. It's cleansed from all the tenoises that's left behind from before. Specifically why he refers to the word Mehadas, the Toher, Tahara comes from Chibur with the Rebbein Shloilom. That's the idea of a mikvah. I believe we spoke about this in Chol HaMoed Sukkot was. I'm not sure if the people within this year heard it, but I think by the Yortzeit from the Zeidim Lechem Roch, the idea of a mikvah that's Metahar, a person. It's Chibur, it's connecting yourself to the Rebbein Shloilom. When you go into the water, you're connecting yourself to the Shoidish. The Mayan, which comes from Shoidish, pure water, comes from the root, from the well, from the source. When you're connecting yourself back to the Divine Shalom, to the Shoidish, you reach a level of Tahara that purifies everything, because then you remove yourself from all the things that you added, all the Narashkeit that you put on eventually after that. So the Indian of Chibuya, to the Divine Shalom, is the Indian that's Matahara, the person brings about Tahara. So the Tilas Hidayim has two aspects to it. First of all, like the second thing he says, it's mechaber, and the Tzilis Daim is the end of Tahara of Chibur. It's Tahara of purifying a person by the Chibur that I'm about to do. It's the Tfilah that I'm about to do. The Chibur that I want to be mechaber to the Rebbein Shloimeh. And the second concept is, washing my hands is that I don't want that the Tfilah that I'm going to do or anything that's going to be should be a lack of Chibur with the Rebbein Shloimeh. I want it to be the full of Chibur. In other words, aside on before, the Chibur itself is Matai the person, and so I want that there should be Tahara in the Chibur. The Chibur shouldn't be lacking anything. Anything that's not relevant to Chibur, that's connected to the Moyuslam, it's not Rosh Hashem, it's anything that's against Rosh Hashem, I don't want anyone to be, I don't want any of my tefillah to go for that, or any of my tachilo, any of the yom that I'm about to do, I want everything to remove any any of my own gear. These are the important two things. Then he continues, but since there's a lot to speak about, I believe we'll continue next week, because it's not just a couple of minutes. It's, everything is a concept in its own. It's tefillin, kriyishma, and tefillah, three things that he's about to speak about. So Be'ez Hashem will be mamshich the next week. Siyata Deshmaya.